This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tuesday. I don't know. Add it up in your head. The math is crazy. A lot of people were paying attention to it because it's the 22nd day of the second month in the year 2022. So it's very strange to write out the month, the day, and the year today, which I did. You know, 2/22/22. A lot of people made light of it or celebrated, or there were even some promotions at restaurants. Perhaps you took advantage. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us, no matter what the date is. It is clear that time is not standing still when it comes to the situation with Ukraine and Vladimir Putin. There are sanctions now that have been leveled at Russia, but are they really strong enough to prevent a full-scale invasion? But it's not just the U.S. that announced sanctions. Our allies have, too. This on the heels of Russian troops entering the eastern Ukraine and being right there on the doorstep. So what did President Biden have to say about that? From the White House on Tuesday, they announced a series of sanctions targeting Russian banks and limiting the country's access to financial markets. That pretty much was the sanctions. Some say the sanctions didn't go far enough, though, because they weren't the biggest of the biggest banks. Regardless, at this point, it is a sit-and-wait scenario, and the sit-and-wait scenario is, will the president of Russia make the move to go full scale? So, I mean, the U.S. cut off the Russian government, the Russian central bank, and its sovereign wealth funds from new U.S. financing. And Europe has done the same thing. So the Kremlin can't raise money from the U.S. or Europe, and its new debt can't trade on U.S. or European financial markets. And it is a little bit dramatic, but is it enough? Is it enough to serve as a warning? Certainly it is, for Russia not to escalate the crisis, or Putin not to do that, obviously, because it's all about what he decides is going to happen, because he calls the shots. However, if you look at what Russia has to gain, he might just say, we're ready to roll, because they anticipated this. Let's put it that way, right? That they anticipated that there was going to be sanctions, because it's been announced again and again and again and again and again and again and again. Over and over, so we knew this was happening. But it is a first step, but does it really hit the major banking sanctions promised? And no significant commercial banks were included. So there would be some impact because it's incremental, but there's kind of a little miss here, too. The big thing from Germany is they're halting that pipeline, Nord Stream 2, which was going to be a major artery of natural gas from Russia to Germany. That did surprise, I think, some European leaders. They weren't sure that Germany would do that. But it's now really, with these tensions, it's really all about what Putin decides to do next. He has the manpower and the means to move, and they, being the tanks, etc., have moved. But it's uncertainty. And the uncertainty has affected all of us, my friends, because the uncertainty is shaking up oil and natural gas markets. So the price of oil rose 1% on Tuesday, and the price of natural gas in Europe jumped 10% because of Germany blocking the opening of that pipeline from Russia. But it still is Putin's game. It really is. I mean, look, Russia is the world's second biggest natural gas producer behind the United States and the third largest oil producer behind the United States and Saudi Arabia. So energy-wise, we know what that means. And we know that crude oil prices could rise above $100 a barrel in the short term because of the fears of this conflict that could be protracted. But it would probably reverse unless there is a supply disruption. I guess the biggest risk for the West would come if Russia decided to retaliate against Western sanctions by carrying out cyber attacks against the U.S. or European pipelines. The U.S. accused Russian hackers of doing that on the Colonial Pipeline last year, which led to panic buying of gas on the East Coast. So there was an effect at that point. And Russia does supply 30% of Europe's natural gas, mostly through pipelines, through long-term contracts. And that's been reliable, even during the Soviet era. That's been very, 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 very reliable. So, you know, by stopping supplying additional gas to protest the delays in authorizing the start of deliveries from Nord Stream 2, that has had, it's going to have an effect. But it still goes back to one man and one situation. Is Putin really ready to ignite World War III? And in some form, it would be like World War III. So we wait. Once again, we wait on what this man decides is the calibrated response. And I think Putin wants that territory. He does not want the Ukraine to be part of NATO, that's for sure. And I think there's no question he wants the Ukraine, wants it, and does not want it to be independent. So that's where we sit at this point. Isn't it interesting that now we're pivoting and talking about this possible war situation and what about the civilians in the Ukraine and what's that like to live with that? And then you look at the military push into the Ukraine and how it's unfolding, especially on the ground. And while all that's happening, I mean, really, it's been COVID, 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 right? The pandemic. Are we in an endemic yet? Are people taking their masks off? What are the latest as far as lifting of sanctions? And we know that there's a big truck convoy to protest things that have happened during the pandemic that is on its way this week, starting on Wednesday, from California to block the Beltway and not go into Washington, D.C. proper, but all around it. There's a 60-plus Beltway that connects, it's a major artery, you know, Maryland, Virginia, et cetera, and that would do damage. So as a response to it, there's the possibility of lots of National Guard, et cetera, that will be on alert. So we have that situation going on in the United States, much like what we saw happen in Canada, although that was stopping transportation between Canada and the United States. And as that happens, we keep watching the COVID numbers decrease, except for the conversation is not so much about are we waiting for another variant and all of that, but more about the 10,000 or 100,000 view on this as to what about the people who have gone through COVID and are these long haulers and what are the lasting effects? And there's been some crazy, mysterious conditions that are afflicting a bunch of Americans after COVID. Are we going to see problems, as some doctors are suggesting, with a tidal wave of cardiovascular cases? Yikes. Meet you in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Cave. So what's happening in the world of sports? Coming up later this hour after we get out of the man cave, a conversation with Gregory Oliver, by the way, and Ruth Parfitt, too. Both interesting authors I'm going to introduce you to. But first, let's talk about what's at the man cave. What's hanging here? What are we talking about? Throwing those peanut shells on the floor. Talking about the fate of quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Boy, he was the talk in the offseason last year. Is he going to be the talk all offseason this year? He's explaining himself in an Instagram post. He said he hasn't made a decision on whether to play in 2022. And so that sends everybody in a frenzy. He doesn't have any news or any decision that's made or any of that. He tried to explain on the Pat McAfee show that his post, hashtag Monday Night Gratitude, came at the end of a 12-day cleanse, during which he says he spent time in a reflective state. So he said there's nothing cryptic about gratitude. He said you got to turn everything else off so you're not working out, you're not straining or anything. It's recentering. It heals you physically, but I think it takes away mental stress, and then the spiritual part, I think, allows you to kind of enjoy the meditations a little more. So when I come out, my first thought is intense gratitude for the people in my life. And that's what he talked about in his post, the whole, you know, gratitude thing. And he made it clear that he left Green Bay feeling different about the Packers after this past season than he did last year when he began his off season of discontent with the organization. He said, I would say the meetings were very much different than they've been in the past in a positive way. There was honest conversations. I appreciated that. Also in his post, people have been speculating that he's not engaged to the actress Shailene Woodley, but she was part of the post. He announced just 13 months ago that they were engaged, and he credited her for playing a part in his success on the field the past two seasons. He said, "I was telling Shay, been with you for two seasons, won two MVPs. That's not a coincidence either." So he was kind of contradicting these entertainment sites, the gossip rags, that the two had split. And he said, "And I mean that when your home life is stable and you have an amazing partner to do life with, it makes the work life a bonus. When you have a partner like that, it makes life so much more enjoyable and tasteful and exciting. I think that living a life of gratitude is an important way to keep that joy in your life. When you meet your person, life just changes, and you can't possibly not be changed being around those special people that we meet." Wow. I mean, he's just a rambler on Instagram, and that was the big, you know, tribute to her. And he apologized to people close to him who were impacted by his stance on vaccines and all of that. And he said, "I didn't realize the shrapnel they'd be taking." And I don't know. He's a different Aaron Rodgers than 3 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever. He hasn't made a decision, I believe that, on whether he's going to play or not. I believe he also does have better feelings than he did last year. It was disastrous what happened with him and the Packers, and then he ended up coming back. So maybe he does come back, or, you know, maybe he decides he's not going to come back to football at all, or maybe he decides he's going to do something else. Could he end up in another uniform? There's lots of speculation about that possibility, too. So how about that? Meanwhile, in football land, there's a lot of different types of news coming out of different teams, right? So the investigation into the Washington Commanders' workplace and the NFL's response served as a way for this bill introduced in Congress aimed at eliminating subsidies for professional stadiums. Three members of Congress introduced a bill on Tuesday that would immediately eliminate a tax break used by professional sports teams. They labeled the bill No Tax Subsidies for Stadiums Act. Wow. That is huge for NFL owners. Now, the bill would eliminate the tax-exempt status of municipal bonds, which are used to finance a lot of professional stadiums. The Commanders are seeking to build a new stadium. Their lease on the land at FedEx Field expires after the 2027 season. The NFL announced that Friday, Mary Jo White would lead a new investigation into Daniel Snyder. Another Washington moment. He's the owner of the Washington Commanders. After allegations levied by Tiffany Johnson during a congressional roundtable on February 3rd, she alleged that Snyder placed his hand on her leg at a work dinner and later tried to force her into his limousine. Snyder is denying the charges, and the world in Washington keeps on turning. But with this bill on Tuesday that was introduced, money is, of course, at the heart of this. The federal government has lost $4.3 billion in revenue because of the tax-exempt municipal bonds, rather. And that money is from the National Tax Journal from a year ago. They reported that 43 stadiums have been built since 2000. They were funded, at least in part, by tax-exempt municipal bonds. So do billionaire owners need cash? Do they need to have these municipal bonds, or can they borrow like other businesses? I don't know what will happen. So now it's going to be NFL owners calling people they know on the Hill and trying to curry favor, I suppose, because I don't think they would want that to pass. I would think it would be the opposite. If you had $2 million, you could have been in the running for this, but too late. A Kobe Bryant card was sold privately last week for $2 million. PWCC Marketplace announced that. It is notable. It's a 97-98 Metal Universe Precious Metal Gems Emerald. It's not a rookie card, so it doesn't have an autograph or game-used memorabilia swatch or any of that. But it is the latest in basketball to break the 2 million threshold. Remember LeBron James, his rookie patch autograph was huge. Luka Doncic also had a big breakthrough. The Bryant card is 4 of 100. Only cards 1 through 10 of the emerald hued variety are in the set. See, it's all about what's in the set and where it is and how they're graded. So that card got an 8.5 grade from Beckett Grading Services. Good enough for someone to pay $2 million. That's the upshot of this. I like this card. It's a good investment. I'm going to pay $2 million for this card, and that's exactly what happened. I'll take the $2 million, and nobody's going to raise me, so I get the card. Guarantee eventually that's going to pop up again, and what's going to happen is it's going to be worth way more than that. Then it's going to probably, and maybe not unless it's a collector that doesn't want to sell it, but I'm going to say most likely it would be, it'll be sold, and we'll hear about whatever that crazy, outrageous price is, I'm assuming. Get ready for basketball because, hey, we're almost into March. March Madness starts, and then all of a sudden people who could care less about basketball are filling in the brackets trying to win the big bucks or the medium bucks or the tiny bucks in the office pool and bragging rights. So UConn in the Big East knocked off Villanova in a tight squeeze game, 71-69. That's a very, very big win. Always pay attention to those two teams anyway. I love the rivalry between in the Big 12 between Kansas and K-State with men's college basketball. 102-83, that would be Kansas over K-State. Then when I look at some of the other games, there were some flat-out blowouts and another tight game in the SEC, Alabama beating Vandy 74-72. And how about Arkansas? Arkansas at 18, they picked up another win, knocked off Florida 82-74. That was pretty sweet for Arkansas. Devontae Davis, star guard, 19 points in that winning effort. So I've been paying a little bit more attention. I have to admit I wasn't paying attention before. Too much else going on, right? I've been paying attention to what's happening. Like in the Big Ten, Iowa knocking off Michigan State, 86-60. They've got a great forward in Keegan Murray at 28 points, 5 boards, and a couple of assists. He's going to be somebody that's going to be talked about a lot and has been talked about a lot. I think it's fun when the tournament gets here to speculate on what teams could pull the upset and talking about the whole office pool thing and all of that. We might do a Final Four deal on these airwaves. In fact, I'm probably going to say right now I'm deciding we are going to do that. So look for some more fun ways to win prizes. Coming up next, a conversation with Gregory Oliver.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The People's Convoy is revving up in California and will hit the road on Wednesday. The convoy will make its way to Washington, D.C. by March 5th. Organizer Brian Bray spoke to Newsmax.
We preached from the very beginning that this is a peaceful movement across the country. And while we are keeping some of our plans pretty close to the chest, it'll be pretty clear that the People's Convoy is peaceful.
The truckers plan to arrive 4 days after President Joe Biden's March 1st State of the Union speech. While President Biden prepares for that speech, a Gallup poll is showing Americans strongly disapprove of the job he's doing. The poll found 62% of voters disapprove of Biden's work on the economy since he took office. In addition, the poll indicates that Americans have soured on Biden's handling of foreign affairs. You're listening to USA Radio News. The FTC says fraud cases are on the rise.
Americans are reporting more losses due to fraud last year. The FTC saying consumers reported losing nearly $6 billion to fraud in 2021. That's a 70% jump from 2020. Almost 3 million individuals filing fraud reports, the most in 20 years. About a quarter of those scams led to consumers losing an average of $500. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The CDC has kept reams of its COVID-19 data under wraps for more than a year. The New York Times reported the agency held back figures because it doesn't trust the public to interpret the information correctly. The agency's seemingly selective disclosure includes a breakdown of COVID-19 hospitalizations by age, race, and vaccination status. The CDC also chose not to report on findings, including the efficacy of booster shots. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm here with Gregory Oliver. He's written a book called Walking Free, From Bondage to Liberty. I want you to, for a second, close your eyes and imagine being in prison for 22 years, and what's that like when you come out of prison, and how do you deal with being in prison for more than 2 decades? Gregory, thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for inviting me to come on.
Let's talk about your story. Tell us what happened and what that was like when you realized you were going to spend a lot of time in prison.
Well, Ms. Delaney, I never thought in a million years that I would ever be locked up in prison for that length of time. I had went into the military, and I remember the days that my mom had spoke to me and said, you got a choice. You're going to go to school, or you're going to do something. You're going to work or something. You know, I had parents that were strict on trying to get me to do the right thing. And, you know, they did that with all the children, made sure that we would, you know, try to get a good education or do something in life that was worthy. And so, you know, I was not to be around certain people and stuff like that because they knew that bad influences could influence you in a negative way. So I never looked at myself being in a prison setting. And it was just, you know, horrific when that took place. I had someone, a stranger, walk up to me many years ago, and he told me, he said, you're going to go through many things. He said, but you're going to come out. I said, no, sir, you got to be talking about somebody else. He said, no, you're going through many things, but you're going to come out. And he spoke to me and told me, and he said, I'm talking to you. Don't you stay in that house right there. And he pointed to my mom's house, and it was a little time after that my mom's house caught on fire. 2 people died in that fire, one being my brother, one being my brother's friend and his wife that he was married to at the time. He was going to college, and he suffered brain damage from that. And he also had been home for a tumor that he had developed, and that's why he was home. And because of that, that horrific act happened to him, and it affected his brain. And little did we know that he would start having, you know, violent outbursts. Well, one particular night, he ended up and he shot three people. And they tried to hold me responsible. Missouri tried to hold me responsible for the acts of my mentally ill brother. And I kept telling them, no, you can't do this. And they did it anyway, and they put both of us in prison. Well, lo and behold, he died in prison. But I never forgot those words that stranger spoke to me. And it wasn't long after that I ended up, and I was, going through a radio program one day, and a minister was speaking. He said, you remember that man told you you're going to go through many things? And he said, but you're going to come out. He said, you got to go find that man. Well, I'm in a prison. How am I going to find that man, you know?
Right.
And I knew it. And from my teachers of a youngster, of being taught about the Lord, I had faith to believe God was going to bring me out. And he did do that. It took years, but it was through people that he connected me with along the way, like my wife, Bonnie, that I met while I was in prison. We got married while I was incarcerated. And her fight and her plight of continuously going forth before governors and people to talk to them about my wrongful imprisonment, that they finally began to listen and they investigated the case. And it was then at that point that they end up and they just released me from it. It took years, but it was just a continuous fight.
Wow. So how do you come out of that and not just feel so bitter and feel like, oh, this isn't right. This wasn't right. This was unjust. And then living with that in your head while you're in prison, how do you survive that?
Well, it's not, we see a lot of times on TV where there are people who fight for people who's been wrongfully imprisoned.
Right.
And we see that all the time, and a lot of times we wonder, how can a person endure that? You know, it's not an easy plight. It's something that, you know, only the grace of God can get you through that. And I think that, you know, some people don't have God in that way, and they have people and family that struggle with them and get through it, and they have a lot of people that, you know, spend a lot of money and a lot of time and effort to try and get the attention of the judicial process, and then finally they either listen or they don't listen. And, you know, it's a horrific thing because once the jury members come back and say that a person is guilty of a crime, we have a tendency to believe that the jurors are like infallible. And that's not the case all the time. And little did we know that there was two jury members that was relatives to the victims on the case. And it took years of us to uncover that. And the state hid those things for years and years and years, and they didn't want that to come out. And even to this day, they still don't want people to know that the jury system was tainted and stacked. But I was walking through the prison yard one day, and I spoke to the Lord. I said, Lord, if it's anything that I have done wrong, I'm man enough to be able to deal with this, and I can stand up to this and do the time that they require, even if it's the rest of my life or I die in prison. I know that if I deserve this, then there's no need for me to be fighting. I can go ahead and live with this and be a man enough to say, okay, then, you know, this is my plight. This is what I'm supposed to deal with, and I have to do that. And he spoke to me as clear as a bell. He said, it's rigged. And I say, rigged? And it kind of blew me away. I'm like, what you mean rigged? And I know rigged means fixed. So right. They fixed the case in such a way. And I just knew that I had to fight. And it was just that fuel in my body that just told me, you got to fight this no matter what until you come out from this. And you can't give up.
And that's what you did. And you fought, and then again, you get released. So tell us, your book is Walking Free from Bondage to Liberty. What will people learn when they read your book, Gregory?
Oh, I'm hoping, and I talk to people all the time. I drive Uber, and I get to meet people on a regular basis, and I just make it a point to always, because it's given me the platform to speak to people who are hurting, who are going through things and struggling in life and stuff like that. And some of us are having a good day, but if if they're willing to listen, I talk to them about walking free, and I tell them about the book, and they, oh, I got to get this. I got to read this. And matter of fact, even last night, I met a guy that he definitely wanted to, you know, get the book, and he was a Hispanic guy, and he was so angry and upset that they would do this to me. And, you know, and I don't like to upset people, but it's just the fact that we don't realize how many of our freedoms are being stripped away from us a little bit at a time. And usually we'll wake up one morning and not realize that the freedoms are gone. And if we don't stand up and stand for our freedoms and rights, then, you know, someone may take them from us. And I heard it say at one time that if they end up and take our freedom from us in this day and time, then we're going to have to fight with blood to get it back. And we don't want to have to do that. And I think that we need to take Walking Free and books like that and people who have been through these type of situations and take a real look at what is going on in our society. And can we do anything to let people know that we appreciate the freedoms that we have in America, and we're not going to give them up. We're not going to just give them up sleeping at the wheel. We're going to stand for what's right, and we're going to do what's right, and we're going to confront the evils of our time. And it's not about racism all the time. I get so tired of people using that term, and we really don't see the big picture of what's going on, that evil is at play here. And sometimes it takes people that's going to stand up. And I think that, you know, in the Bible, it says that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to all people. And so when we see these things that's going on in our society and we don't confront it, because as Dr. Martin Luther King once said, that injustice to one is injustice to all. We can't pick and choose who we want to set free, who we want to release, and then let others go down the tubes as we feel like we want to, because they don't seem to fit in the narrative of what we believe.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Powerful stuff. I mean, you said it all there. This is such an interesting book, Walking Free from Bondage to Liberty, Gregory Oliver. We wish you the best, and thank you so much for sharing your story.
Yes, ma'am. And I really want people to, you know, get to understand this. I'm looking at going to some of the book signings that are set forth for us. Mm-hmm. And hopefully I can, you know, get out and engage with some of the readers and try to let them know how important it is to get this type of dialogue, even if it's on your table. You might just open it up and read. I remember I talked to you in the pre-interview.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I was telling you about a guy that I had touched bases with, and he wanted to get a copy of my book and my wife's book. And the thing of it was that really hit me was, you know, he had overcome something. It's like he had been struggling with diabetes. So it's not just a book about someone being incarcerated or in prison, right, but it's about real life issues.
Exactly.
And this guy had overcome this, and then I don't know if he had a relapse, because sometimes things, you know, you look like, hey, you right at the end of the light of the tunnel, and it seems like things going well, and here he is, another setback, or, you know, somebody seeming to try to protect the wrong or something like that, and instead of protecting the right, and you have to continue to stand firm, and don't give up. But I coined the word, don't give up, get up. And this guy, he committed suicide, and I was so hurt, and my heart was broken over that. And by the way, my wife went to church Sunday. I wasn't there. I was out of town. But when I got back, she told me one of the ladies kept her promise, and she gave her envelope with money in it so that we can, you know, put towards books to give to people that can't afford them.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Oh, God.
Just keep doing those kinds of things. Gregory Oliver, we're out of time, but thank you so much.
Yes,
keep
ma'am.
Believing. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for having us. And we believe that God's going to bless everybody in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Well, we take you to the mountains above Melbourne, Australia. Ooh, I'd love to be there right now. Ruth Parfit joins us. She's written a very important book. It's called Dad's Weird Frown. And wait till we tell you ultimately what the big surprise is, which I think is so important. It's something I talk about all the time on the show. Ruth, thanks for coming on.
I'm very excited to be invited. Thank you.
So let's talk about your world and why you wrote this book.
My world is dealing with mental health struggles within my family. I have a whole family of them. I have an ex-spouse, an ex-partner who I love very dearly, and two special needs children. And I went through almost 10 years of struggling to understand what was going on with my partner and learning how to explain those behaviors and those struggles with my children. And given that I am an artist and an author, I wanted to reach out to the people of the world who are struggling with exactly the same thing and to get it down on paper and to help struggling parents or spouses explain what is going on with a parent with their children.
Yeah, so given the talents you have with, you know, art, et cetera, and words and being an author and putting this in a book, What do you talk about in Dad's
weird frown. Give us an example.
Sorry, I lost you there. What was your question?
What do you talk about in Dad's weird frown? Like, give us an example of what somebody, what a child or an adult or whoever would process in reading that. Give me a little piece of the book, what you talk about.
I talk about the, first of all, the behaviors that the child may be viewing. I give examples of what they could see. And I also encourage the reader who is reading it to them to grumpiness, their mum or their dad's sad.
And so, again. That's okay. So in the book, because we can edit that out. So in the book, I get it. You're talking about the grumpiness and the signs that kids see. Did that help your kids understand what was happening with their dad?
By the time I've made the book, they were of understanding what was going on with their dad because we sort of grew up together talking about it. So by the time the book was written, the girls said that was very relatable. So they related to everything that I'd written in the book because we just lived it.
Right. And so much of it is about not understanding, right? It's the people who love the people who don't understand what's happening. And it's really, you're right. You said this at the top. It's tough to process, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Particularly when the behaviors are so strange to a child. I mean, they're expecting or they need, you know, security and stability in their primary examples of their lives. And when they don't have that, that they struggle to build their own worlds, that they need that foundation of understanding what's going on so that they know that it's not them.
Yeah, boy, isn't that true. What did Dad say about the book?
I'm not sure. It's been a really struggle for us. His struggles has, I think, primarily made our marriage to collapse.
Right.
So he is no longer in our lives. He's alive, but he's no longer part of our family here up in the mountains. The primary issue that's very common with sufferers is they can't see what they're struggling with. They don't see the behaviors that they're displaying, and that makes it extremely hard to relate and to stay together as a unit. Makes extremely hard, and it's extremely painful for the supporter because they can see it and they remember it, whereas the sufferer themselves, it's just like, you know, that's just another day. They don't remember what happened yesterday. They don't remember their grumpiness, or they just feel that it's all part of their personality, that it's normal. And that's one of the big struggles for supporters and for supporters to connect with their children.
Yeah. Wow. So well said. What do you hope people take away from Dad's Weird Frown, which you can get on Amazon or wherever great books are sold? What do you hope they take away?
An understanding of the actual sufferer themselves and an understanding of how to communicate what they're feeling and the behaviors to the children. I also would love that adults can also buy the book to open up candid conversation with such an icky, sticky topic, particularly with the stigma that's still around across the world, even in my own family, to be able to use the book to talk about it and to start to unpack it all and to reconnect and to forgive the hurts from the past and so forth.
Yes, so beautifully said, absolutely. Will you write another book?
Well, I have been writing my memoirs throughout the whole thing. It's up to about 267,000 words at the moment, and I have right in the throes of finishing that now. So that hopefully may come out later on this year.
I like that. Dad's Weird Frown, such an important book. You can get it on Amazon or wherever great books are sold. Ruth Parfitt, thank you so much for coming on the show.
And thank you for having me.
Just a handful of minutes left in the show, re-racking some of the top stories. We've been talking about the Ukraine and what's happening with Russia and their move, or Putin's move, on the Ukrainian people. The U.S. Secretary of State says Putin's goal is reconstructing the Russian Empire, which is what we've talked about when you look at how much land is there and the location of it. And I've given many, many reasons why you should care. We've talked about that in the last two shows, specifically 21 reasons why Americans need to pay attention to what's going on in the Ukraine. So that still is imminent. Blinken says, you know, again, that that he was supposed to meet with Lavrov, his counterpart in Russia. That did not happen. So the big story that is now part of what the reaction has been is that our president announced sanctions on Russia after its move against the Ukraine, which they tried to cover up or throw out a false flag. So there is no question that there is something there at this point. It's not anything that we didn't know before. But what our president is saying is that these actions are what he's calling a flagrant violation of international law. And remember, this was the reason our troops are part of NATO and have been sent closer to what's happening in Europe and a base there, so that they're very close to what could happen in the Ukraine. And this happened from the White House. The president announced those sanctions and said it's economic penalties specifically, and it's not just the U.S., of course, joining our European allies in response to Russia's deployment of troops into two pro-Russian separatist regions of the eastern part of the Ukraine. Biden called Russia's actions the beginning of a Russian invasion. So I've said that word a couple of times, of the Ukraine, and he says this is just the beginning of sanctions against Russia that would target two financial institutions, Russians' sovereign debt, and Russian elites and their family members. The Pentagon, by the way, also announced that it was sending more fighter jets, attack helicopters, and here we go again with troops, infantry, to Eastern Europe so that they would be right there. So this is certainly seems to be on the brink. And as I mentioned, when you have the Secretary of State, who was really working behind the scenes, canceling that meeting with Russia's foreign minister this week in Geneva, there's nothing happening that looks like there's going to be anything diplomatic that's going to happen here. Even the German chancellor said he would halt authorization of Nord Stream 2, which is that controversial natural gas pipeline between Germany and Russia, for the time being. Canada's Prime Minister Trudeau announced what he called a first round of economic sanctions against Russia. So now the chips are starting to fall in a lot of different directions. On that note, we'll, of course, keep you abreast on all of that and so much more. Remember, 24/7, you can send me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody, and thanks for listening to the show.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.